Base Shabbat, Sunday the 29th of January, Rabbi Nachman Levovitz on the topical theme. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored with Chod Simchas Apar Mitzvah of Oshu Melinek, which was yesterday.
Shabbos, we learn in the Parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer to Moshe Rabbeinu of Lo Mahari Oysa Lo Mazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that from the time he spoke to Paroi, telling him to take the Eden out of Mitzrayim, things got worse. It went the other way around. They told him, Lo Mahari Oysa, why did you, the negative, it became worse than it did before. And Rashi explains, he brings the Chazal, Chaval al da'avdin v'loim shtakhin. The Hanhoge, or the Mido, that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wasn't in the same mahalach, in the same way, at the Ovos HaKadosh. And Rashi explains, Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to Avram, to Yitzhak and Yaakov, and to each one he promised Eretz Yisrael, the future of Klal Yisrael. And each one of them had the stira, so to speak, in the Haftoche. Avram had to go buy a cave of Sarah, even though Eretz Yisrael belongs to him. He didn't say anything. It was understood that he's Kodesh Baruch Hu promised that he will get it, but now he told him you must go buy a cave. Yitzchok dug wells, Be'eros, and the Be'eros were Sotim u'Plishtim, were taken away from him, also in the same Havonet. Yaakov Avinu, when he came to Shechem, had to buy Vayikan Es Chelkas Asode. He went out to buy a Sod, even though Be'etzem Asode belonged to him. Chaval al da'avdim v'loim mishtakhi. The Obed did not say the Lo Mahari Oysa, they didn't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not going the way you planned. What is going on here? I would just like to explain what did Moshe Rabbeinu say, and what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer him, and where is our lesson in this limud? What are we supposed to learn from this nekuda as it is? There's a Gemara in the Dorim that speaks about the Shaila of making a neder to do a mitzvah or to do any other pool, anything that you're going to do. And the Gemara says, Toi vasha loy tidoy mishatidoy veloy teshalim. You're much better off not to make a neder than to make a neder and not to pay. I'm sure we all know that. It causes major problems. Besides the fact that Ba'avoy Nidorim, Rachmon al-Uslan, a terrible Aveda of Nidorim. So, Toiva Shaloi Tidur. On the other hand, Nidru V'Shilmu. There's a mila of making a neder, and then afterwards paying the neder that you said you're going to do, to reply and to comply with the neder that you did. So the Gemara, Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir speak on this Shaila, what is the better choice? To make a neder and to be Mekayim, or not to make a neder because you might get stuck and not be Mekayim the neder? In other words, if you see the Gemara inside, the Gemara said that really the ideal situation would be to make a neder and to pay the neder the way you promised to do. That would be the ideal situation. But since there is a problem that you might forget, you might won't be able to be mekayim the neder, therefore you're better off to not to make the neder, And when you go to do be mekayim, the mitzvah that you're going to do, do the mitzvah and be mekayim. That is really the maskonos ha-gemor. In other words, but the ideal situation would be a neder and afterwards pay. Why? Why should that really be the ideal situation? And then it says it's a pasuk in Tehillim. Nidru v'shilmu l'Hashem l'keichem. Why nidru v'shilmu? Shilmu l'Hashem l'keichem. Pay HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he said to do and do it and pay for it. What's nidru v'shilmu? Chazal explained in the Parsha, in the beginning of the Parsha, that Ve'ero el Avrom el Yitzchok ve'el Yaakov bekeil shindalet u'shmi Hashem lo nedati. In the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shem Havaye is on present Lamaise, what's happening now. The Shem Shindalet is obviously on the what's going to happen. Ani keil shindalet, I will do. So the Pesuk is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nizgalet to the Ovis HaKadoshim b'shem shindalet, b'shem u'shmi Hashem, the Shem Havaya lo nedati. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to the Ovis with the midah of shindalet yud. That was the midah that he spoke to the Ovis. So we see that even though the Tzoyer, the self posik is the same, but there's a separate shame for the haftoche and a separate shame for the kiyum. Even though we're talking about the haftoche on the same kiyum, in order to understand this, we have to make a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation of the world. Hu Oma Vayehi, Hu Tzivo Vayamud. Every day we say, Vadadavni, we say, Boruch She'Oma V'Hoyo Ho'Olam. There's always a pre to the thing which is being done. Boruch She'Oma, and then V'Hoyo Ho'Olam. Actually, Boruch Hoyo Ho'Olam. B'Tvar Hashem Shomayim Nasu. Nasu Shomayim. And so on. Obviously, the world was created with a Mahalach, that there's the bekoyach, the potential of what it's supposed to be, the bekoyach of the thing itself, and then the bekoyach to be mekayim, what you're going to do physically, and doing it lemaise, the way it should be done. Our rabbeim teach us that's the idea of bekoyach and bepoyal. Everything has a bekoyach going to be done, the koyuchas that allow him to be able to continue and to do, and the bepoyal, when it's done, physically bepoyal and it's done. The moshel, which is my grandfather brings in the maimorim many, many times, the moshel, which is very understood, is when we see peiris, fruits, and we think for a minute, where did they come from? How did this apple, this beautiful apple, come to be? And we have to go back years when they were planted, when a seed was planted in the ground, that seed rotted in the ground. Most probably it was poisonous as well at a certain time while it was being grown. And then eventually a tree came out, and then leaves and so on and twigs, until at the end of the day, after 3, 4, or 5 years, we finally got an apple, a beautiful apple, that shaykh to eat it, to make a burger pre-eats. If we'd come now to think, where did this apple come from? Where was it for the last 5 years? The answer is, it was in that seed that was planted 5 years ago. It went through a mahalach from the seed until it came to the tree that we see here, to the apple that we see here today. Someone that has a good eye, or we'll say someone that deals in agriculture, most probably would understand more than I, where he sees, where is the apple in the seed in the meantime? Where is it? it's unseen to the to the simple eye, but definitely there is something, a mashu shebamashu, which already has this bepoyal, this koyach, this bepoyal of the apple in the seed itself. And this is true in everything that we have, not only in the things in the world and in the people itself. All of us are created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created people that have a bekoyach with a potential. And the potential is gebaldik. And from the day he's born, he has this koyach to be able to see until ad zibulo bas raisa, until where are these koyaches? Where are they? They're hidden within the person himself. His avoido is to be able to take that bekoyach and to move it into the bepoyel and to do the avoido that he's supposed to be doing. To take the present and to create the future. To take the hoive that we have now and to make that hoive into the future that be'etzem is here bekoyach, which is here bechal. This is the beginning of the lesson that we see. Moshe Rabbeinu had a tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tell Klal Yisrael that we're going out of Mitzrayim. It's interesting that normally, if this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be done, what should have been done, he should have gone to Paroi, and to tell Paroi, we want them to go out of Mitzrayim. Then he should go to Klal Yisrael and tell them that we're going to take that I was by Paroi. He doesn't like the idea so much, but eventually we're going to convince him this is the right thing to do. We're on the way. But to come to Klal Yisrael before he went to Paroi at all, somehow this would not have been the Mahalach. And the answer really is, because the idea HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, go with Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Go and believe what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you is going to be, that's going to happen. And this is the Bekoyach that will let you out. This will get you out of Mitzrayim. It's irrelevant what Paroi will say and what he'll do and what will happen. This was the Bekoyach. Believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What will HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Whatever he's going to do. Emunah doesn't believe when you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have Emunah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you parnosah. No, that's not the way it goes. It goes the other way around. Have Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what you need. You have Emunah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you what he'll give you. But I believe what he said is going to happen, that's not Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Emunah in what's going to be in the Tetzoyah. We go back to the original belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we believe. In order that Klal Yisrael should leave Mitzrayim, we need that they should come and be ma'aminim b'Kodesh Baruch Hu, believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you believe? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, whatever he does, the Metzias, the world is governed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hu Oma v'yei, what he does, that's what's going to be. We have to comply and accept what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us. But our emunah is that we accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our emunah is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and whatever he's going to do to us, that's what we're going to get. This was the beginning of the lesson of emunah that Klal Yisrael needed in order that they should be able to go out of Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu came and he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's going the other way around. Because in Parsha Shmois it does say Vayamein Ho'om Ki Poked Hashem. They believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was coming to take us out of Mitzrayim. They knew that's going to happen. So what happened now? All of a sudden, Lo Mahariyos announced the other way around. So there was some sort of a chesoron. The belief was you projected what's going to happen, how it's going to work, what's going to be, and he made the tochnit is going to be that's the way it's going to end up. That's not a mahalach. If that would be the mahalach, then Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lo Mahari Oisim. Then it's really a problem. But on the other hand, I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The rest is not negeya. Nothing is negeya. Just one thing, I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, says and does, I follow the emunah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in whatever I do. This is really the koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to instill into Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu came and he said that mikoytze ruach ba'avodah kosher, I cannot instill this koyach into them. That's not the way it's going. That's the chaval al da'avdin. Here, somehow, this mahalach is not going because of. So therefore, we had to add that HaKadosh Baruch Hu continued with the mahalach that it should be. That was the, to understand, what was the shakal of Italia between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards the Hanhoge with Klal Yisrael. But again, the idea of Ebun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's really what makes the Kesher, our Kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that what he promised he's going to do. Understand, Avraham Avinu, 400 years prior to Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was a Bris Ben Abesorim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Ger ye zaracho beretz lo Elohim, va'avodu ve'inam oisa abba me'eshono. What's that really in Ger? What does that negate personally to Avraham Avinu? And how does Avraham Avinu connect to Yetzias Mitzrayim? In what way? Because he was given a promise. Now we know that promises are made, they're supposed to be kept actually, but a promise, the idea of a promise is to ensure that the thing is going to happen. A guarantee that it's going to happen. When someone comes and he says, Babu Shenodav, we know that the next morning he's going to come and pay what he decided to pay yesterday. But then again, sometimes he could forget, and sometimes another reason. And could be he won't even be here, or whatever could happen, it cannot happen as well. So, Ahavtocha is really only as good as the person who is making the Ahavtocha. The promise is only as good as the person who is making the promise. If I can't trust him, his promise is worthless. Another reason of a promise is to somehow guarantee that the thing should happen. It should be b'poel, it should happen. What shayich by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to put it, maybe it might not happen. Chas v'sholom, that's kfir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's going to happen. There's no other choice, there's no other answer, maybe it won't happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's going to happen. It must happen, because it's done. So what does it really mean, hiftachti v'loy kiyamti? What Chazal say in the Ovis. The way we're trying to explain now, the idea is, in Hiftachti, in promising, there's the Bekoyach of the thing that's going to happen. The potential of the thing which is going to happen is Bekoyach. In his Bekoyach, this potential is there now. We already have the thing done. As far as Avraham Avinu was concerned, he already saw the Shibud. He saw the plight of Klal Yisrael. He saw Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim. He saw them walking out. The beginning and the end, everything was seen by Avraham Avinu in the Haftocha, and there was no addition to the Haftocha when we saw it bechush, when it happens. If we have a Haftocha from anyone, and then when the date comes and he's mekayim the haftocha, someone would donate a tremendous amount of money, we'll say to a tzedakah moitzid or to a yeshiva or to whatever. We feel good about it, but when do we really feel that we really made it done? When the check comes in, when you go to the bank and the money is there, then you realize, oh, Baruch Hashem, it was this guy. That's only because he's not the emuno in that person. Wasn't enough by the promise that he made, because he might not do it. It might not happen. The bank will go out of business. A million things could happen in order for that it should be niskayim. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Va'avodu ve'inam oisav abba me'eshono," he already felt the pain. The pain of the ke'ev was already felt by Avraham Avinu. He felt that already. Yitzchok Yaakov Avinu, The idea that they had to buy a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, even though it belongs to them, wasn't a steer in any kind. It wasn't difficult to understand. It's mine. I have to pay for it. I have to pay for it. That's part of the way to get it. It's the way we try to explain the seed in the ground becomes poisonous on the way to becoming the beautiful fruit that will grow out of this tree. But again, so there's a certain time that it's poisonous. So what does that mean, that the apple is not there? So where did it come from? If it had to come out of the tree. So how did it work? Obviously, regardless of what happened on the way, the bekoyach was there, and we reap the bepoyach when we do it in lamaisa. This, I think, is a lesson in the parsha, not only in Yetzias Mitzrayim, not only in the shibud, but in our everyday work that we do. We are the bekoyach, and we are the bepoyal for our generation, and we are the bekoyach for the following generation. Our avodah is to use our present, our hoive, to create an osid, and we live off the bekoyach of our fathers, of our grandparents, as far back as we can go, to teach us that we should bear the fruits that they planted so many years prior to that. Now this is also true. We know that the world is created doimem tzemeach chai emedaber. Four koichos. Doimem, something which is that doesn't do anything. Tzemeach, something grows. Chai, something which moves. And medaber, a ben adam. A rock doesn't grow, but it could. There are certain rocks that on mountains that will grow moss or things like that. It could happen. There is a chetimtze. Kodesh Baruch Hu has this koyach in every, for instance, a tzemeach can become a chai. Those that know botany, it is that way, because it could happen. Like, I think there are such chayas that the flowers afterwards turn into a chay. A chay, we saw, could become a medaber. By Bolog, we see that such a thing could happen. And a medaber also could become the next generation, the next step. Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah, and so on and so forth. The bekoyach of becoming what you could come to the next step in your life is within every person. And he has to use that koyach to be able to succeed and to steig in the matzav that he has, in the matzav that he comes. Many times we see those that deal with talmidim and so on, bochim come, it's not for me. No, I can't. Cheshbon doesn't work for me. Even it doesn't work for me. It's not true. There's nothing that doesn't work. It's bekoyach. It's your choice. If you work to get that bekoyach and move it to bepoyal, at the end you'll see it's going to happen. Because it's there. You just have to allow yourself this bekoyach to move, to be able to get it to do. I'm sure that during our lifetime we see as well certain things we never understood or thought that we'll be able to make them and do them and make them happen. And on the contrary, once we set our minds, I want to do it, it means so much to me, the value is tremendous. We see people, successful people, didn't know that they had these koichos to be able to become until they put their mind to it that it should be. And of course, this is true in Milah de Alma, Balachas Kama Vakama, but Milah de Shmaya. The lesson, I think, is twofold. Number one, to know that Emuno in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not to believe what he said he's going to do, but rather to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is what emuna really means. The other lesson is that our present is really planting for the future. We don't live today for today. We live today and we plan for tomorrow. Our hatzlocha is to use our bekoyach, to make our bekoyach become the bepoyal of the future, and that should be their bekoyach to continue following for the future as well.